verses there that Srinath Chakravarti wrote, but they probably, sometimes people say this is by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Sometimes they say Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote it. But Srinath, but other places I've seen, they say that Srinath Chakravarti was, I forget, maybe a disciple of Srivast Thakur or something, I can't remember just now, but this verse explains the Sambandha Vidaya and Prayojana. In a nutshell, of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. And that's a verse we should all know. Radya Bhagavan Vraja Chaitanya's Sridham Vrindavanam Marmyakachit Vrajavadu Vir Sakalpita. So that's why I'm saying this is the most important book, because it's about the Bhagavatam. See, here he says, Chaitanya Manjusha, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in this verse book, but I've seen other places where it's attributed to Srinath Chakravarti. This book? This is Shlokamrita. This is by Dao Dayal, a former disciple of ISKCON, then he went to Narayamraj, now he took sannyasi, he has a sannyasi name now. But in his Brahmachari, he produces last year in Kartik. And this is a key shloka for understanding the Tattva Siddhanta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he explains, as it says here, the knowledge of the supreme form of Godhead, which is Krishna, and the topmost method of worshipping, and the ultimate goal, and the ultimate evidence or proof for this, which is the Bhagavatam. So they say this is the sole summary of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. You know this verse? You heard this verse? It's a pretty popular verse. Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajeshit Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatardaro Naparaha. So he's saying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. It's the matam, it's the opinion, it's the idea. This is the idea of Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav. And what is it? Auradhya Bhagavan. Auradhya means Radhanam, worship, or worshipable Bhagavan. All Vaishnavas, of course, worship Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences, Bhagya, Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Narayan, Bhagavan Ram, Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Nrsimha. But we, which Bhagavan do we worship? And which one is Lord Chaitanya? What is his idea? Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayo. Tano means the body. And Brajesha means the Isha Braj, the controller of Braj, the lord of Braj, the king of Braj. Radhya Bhagavan Brajesha Danyas. Taddhama Vrindavanam. So he's saying that the son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan Krishna, that's the Bhagavan that we worship. Because sometimes you see people get confused. There's so many t-shirts in the market. And so many posters and photographs, because it sometimes becomes confusing. Who is the Ishtadev? Ishtadev means your worshipable Lord, your Ishta, your Isha, your Ishta, it means your controller, your master, your Lord. Who is the Ishtadev of ISKCON? Is it Nrsimhadev? Some people may make you think that. Is he the goal of our puja? Is he the goal of our bhajan? Is Nrsimha? And the Nrsimha Loka, and the Nrsimha Bhav, or the Nrsimha Prem, is that our prayojan? Is that our sadhya? Is that our goal? Some people think so. Or Sitaram, because we have, in some Indian sectors, wherever we have a predominance of Indians, we have a Sitaram temple. Prabhupada himself installed Sitaram in two places in the world, or maybe three. Bombay, India, Juhu Beach, and Washington, D.C. I don't know if he installed them. I think they were installed after his time. But in England, in Bhaktivedanta Manor, I think he installed them, I'm not even sure. I know he installed Radha Lundaneeswar in London, and I know that Radha Gokulananda were there in the manor. And I think Sitaram also, but for sure in Bombay. But that's only one or two out of the 60 or 70 temples that Prabhupada opened. So sometimes there is some confusion. But at least followers of Lord Chaitanya, what Lord Chaitanya was teaching is that Krishna, Brajendranandan, Braja Krishna, this is the Bhagavan that we worship. Then he says, Tadama Vrindavanam, our dham, the holy abode of Vrindavan, this is our goal. We want to go to Vrindavan, not to Ayodhya, not to Nrisingaloka. This is our goal. Then we can say, all right, who's the best example of a worshipper of Braja Chaitanya? Then he says, Ramya Kachit Upasana Rajavadubir. He says, Ramya Kachit Upasana. The Upasana, the worship of the Ramyas. Rami means Rajavadu means the wives of the Gopas, is most Ramya, is most satisfying, pleasing. That worship, that Ramya Upasana, pleasing worship, Upasana. This is the Krishna Upasana of the Gopis is the best, is the highest form. They're the best worshippers. Vargena Yakalpita. Then, well, where do you get this idea from? You say it's Lord Chaitanya's idea, but do you have any support for this? Is it just your whim? Is it your whim or your fancy or your prejudice that you think this way, or you this is your sadhya, your goal, your prayojana? Your goal is Vrindavan, and your Lord is Krishna in Vrindavan, and your exemplar is a pure devotion, or the highest form of bhakti, or the Braja Gopis. So this is your imagination, or is this your prejudice? So no, we have very solid evidence for this. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam, it says Pramanam Amalam. He said our Praman means our authority, standard authority, our evidence. Our Praman, Shastra Praman, Vedic Praman, our proof, our evidence, our authority is what Shastra? The Srimad Bhagavatam. And everyone knows the origin of the Bhagavatam, which is a commentary, natural commentary by the author of the Vedanta Sutra. And all the Vedas, Srila Vyasadeva himself, his final writing, which he compiled in what they call Samadhi Bhashya. Samadhi Bhashya means he entered Samadhi. He saw that Aprakuta Lila of Radha and Krishna and of Krishna, then he wrote the Bhagavatam, especially with the intention of revealing the sweet love of the gopis in Vrindavan, the intensity of their surrender and the purity of their love and worship in the Vrindavan Lila depicted in 10th canto. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam. And what kind of Praman is the Bhagavatam? It's Amalam. It's Amal. No dirt, no impurity, no karma, no gyan. No materiality, dharma prajita kaitava cha paramo nirmatsara anantatam. All this kaitava dharma, cheating dharma, materialistic selfish dharmas, selfish religious pursuits, it's kicked out of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is ahoituki, apratiyata, causeless. There's no motivation, simply please Krishna. We serve for service's sake. We don't serve to get something. And karma, you do karma yoga or karma kanda, you do it, and when you get what you want, you don't do your karma kanda anymore, your karma yoga, once you attain what you want. And gyan or yoga, you study or you perform austerities to attain something, attain Brahman, attain Paramatma, and once you attain it, then you stop. There's no more gyan yoga, no more ashtanga yoga. But in bhakti, you do bhakti, and when you attain, you do bhakti as a sadhaka, sadhana bhakti. Then you attain bhava bhakti. Then you do more bhakti and you attain prema bhakti. Then you do bhakti forever. Because bhakti is internal. It's the sarupa shakti of the Lord. Antaranga shakti. It's eternal. It's Him. It's His very self. Bhakti Devi is an expansion of Radharani. Bhakti Devi is Radharani's amsha. The personification of bhakti is Bhakti Devi. Of course Radharani, but her expansion. Wherever bhakti manifests, that's it, the shakti of Radharani, because she is sarva shakti mayi. So she expands a portion of herself, her ladini shakti mixed with samvit. This is called Krishna's sarup shakti. unspecifically is Amsha Radharani. That's why he's called Bhakti Devi, or she's called Bhakti Devi. She's feminine, she's female, so she's connected with Radharani. Because Balaram, Krishna, and Radharani, they have all three Shaktis. They're all Swarup Shakti. All three of them are Swarup Shakti. Radharani has Samvit, all knowledge, Sandini, existence, and Ladini, bliss or love. And so does Balaram, and so does Krishna. But one of the three predominates in each of the three personalities. In Radharani, Ladini, Shakti predominates, the bliss potency, the love potency, the devotional potency. And in Balaram, Sandini potency exists. The establishment, the foundation, the existence potency, the Dham, the holy Dham, and the Parishads, and the bodies of the Parishads, and the equipment and objects for service. These are all Sandini. And Samvit. Samvit is knowledge. This is Vasudeva Krishna. Krishna predominates with Samvit, knowledge, cognizance, awareness. And sometimes it's called Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Right? Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Prasi Shakti Vividaya Shriyate Sabhavaki Bala Kriyacha. She has so many energies. Gyan, which is Samvit, Bala Kriya. Kriyas is this is a Ladini, and Bala is a Sandini. We say Balaram. So here, we find that the Bhagavatam, it is Amalam, Pramanam. This is our Praman. What is your Praman? What is your proof for this concept of the gopis are the greatest worshippers? Well, the Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses are written to proclaim this. And practically every verse of the Bhagavatam, you can trace out the gopis, some portion of the gopis' love, some portion of the gopis' surrender. And that's what Brita Bhagavatamrita shows that. On different levels, different devotees. Hanuman, the Pandavas, Arjuna, Uddhav, the Pandavas, the Yadavas, the Sakas, the mothers and fathers, they all exhibit different degrees of the perfection that's fully exhibited by the gopis of Braj. And that's, so then, so it's Amalam, it's a pure Praman. And then what is our goal? Prema Pumartha Mahan. That's why the Bhagavatam is pure, because it's not propounding any other art. Dharam, art, kama, moksha. All the other Vedas, every other Vedas, all the Vedic literatures, Shrutis and Smritis, are propounding one of these, one or all of these four arts or desirable objects. Some are propounding Dharma, to be a Dharma dwaji, or art, to accomplish something in this world, attain some position or power or wealth, and then kama, to enjoy this world or the higher worlds, Swarga Mukti, and then also moksha, which means also includes, of course, material liberation. Freedom from misery is also moksha. Or the four types of Vaikuntha moksha, Sharsti, Samipya, Salokya, Sarupya, or the Brahma Kaivalya, Sayuja Mukti. So this is a Prema Pumartha Mahan. This is the Mahan. This is the greatest art. For the ultimate goal of human beings is prema, Krishna prema. And who says all this? Whose idea is this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Matamidam Tatraradaro, Adaro, Adar. In Hindi, Adar means respect or honor. So this is the highest regard, Paraha. Adara Paraha, this is the highest regard. And this is the idea of Rasaraj Mahabhav, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So that's why any book that's dealing with the Bhagavatam is so important. Like this book by Burijan, summarizing the first four cantos, is very, very helpful and important, unveiling his lotus feet. And Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentaries, which we came out with only the 10th canto, translated by Vana Maharaj, Swartha Darshani, is so helpful. It's so revealing, because it's specifically about the 10th canto and other books. So the translation of this verse, Bhagavan Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna is our only worshipful object. In the same way that he is worshipful, so is Krishna's transcendental abode, Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Krishna is worshipful and so is his Dham. Like we say, Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Dham, and Parishad, or Parikar. They're all Vishesh. They're all special. And they're all to be worshipped equally. The mood in which the young brides, newly married girls, the Brajavadu, of Braj, especially Srimati Radhika, worship Krishna or Brajendra Nandan, is the highest perfectional form of love of God. Srimad Bhagavatam alone is the immaculate scriptural evidence of this Shabda Praman. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And Krishna Prem, Prema Pum Arto Mahan, is the supreme objective of life, the fifth and highest goal of human life. Beyond mundane religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and impersonal liberation. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauravani. We hold this conclusion, we means the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, hold this conclusion, Siddhanta, in supreme regard and have no inclination or respect for any other conclusion or cheating opinions. It's quite a bold translation. So this is the whole philosophy and the speciality of the Rupanuga line is contained within this sutra by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and some people say Srinath Chakravarti. Devotional service to Krishna in the mood of the gopis is the ultimate and sweetest form of bhakti.